You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to be talking about daily affirmations.
Oh, boy. We can do this, Dom. We can do this.
You know, I don't think I have one. Maybe I do, but it's subtle. I don't. It'll help for us to talk about it, and then I'll be able to figure
maybe
it out.
Maybe we should start. Like, before the show every day, we can hold hands and say our little daily affirmation. And
like little mantras?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mega like a high, mega hiney ho. Get her done.
All right. All right. I'm game to try anything.
You can try anything, Dom.
All I need is a meme. All I need is a meme on my Facebook page. Speaking of Facebook, I was scouting through yesterday, and I saw your book cover for your new children's book. I want to talk about that.
Oh, that's very kind of you. It's not the actual cover. I've just been posting some little teaser pictures the past few weeks, kind of teasing that it's coming out. Over the pandemic, yeah, I wrote a kid's book. I've got about a decade of experience reading kids' books now.
Sneaky snacks.
Sneaky snacks is what I'm calling it. And, you know, it's funny, Nicole and I read books to the kids, and, you know, definitely when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we could do this. I could do this. Mm-hmm. These books are stupid. We need a good kids' book. So, yeah, I think I started back in February. I wrote a kid's book that, I had it written for a while. But then I hired an illustrator and had it illustrated, which takes a lot of time, and finally got it complete and up
on
Amazon.
Your illustrator did a good job, too.
She is great. She's a local girl who went to CU, an art major, and she's awesome. And
nice.
I hit her up. I was like, hey, you want to build your portfolio? Let's talk. But yeah, the book's called Sneaky Snacks. It's on Amazon if you want to check it out. It's about, it comes from my life because... a lot of parents can relate to this where your kids get candy for, you know, birthdays and holidays and things of that nature, and the parents eat it all. And the kids don't get any of it.
Yeah, very relatable book.
Very relatable book to kiddos and parents. So a lot of fun, man. It was just something kind of fun and creative to do during the pandemic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really rewarding. I mean, gosh, you've experienced this multiple times. But when you finally get it in the mail and you open up the box and you take a look at it, you're like, this is pretty cool. I created something.
That's really cool.
It's really neat.
Yeah, it's like birthing a baby almost.
It really is, man.
I mean, it is. So I'm really happy for you, and I'm really
Thank
proud
you.
Of you for putting this out. Because you
Thank
asked me
you.
Years ago about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We were. I remember sitting at the bar at Elway's.
That's right. I was like, hey, I'm going to do some kids'
You said, I want to do this. And then you didn't do it. So now I'm glad you did. So
Thank
congratulations
you.
To you.
I got a couple more and rattling around in my brain. I think I'm going to go ahead and do those, too. So
good, good.
Well, thank you for the shout-out, man.
Absolutely. I need to share your thing on my Facebook page.
Thank you. Well, I'll post the actual cover later next week, and we'll get it rocking. Other things going on in my world. My wife came home yesterday from a procedure. And earlier I said she looked like a radish, and she texted me just a few minutes ago, and she says, I'm not a radish, I'm a tomato.
What did she have done?
She had the, what's it called, the collagen induction therapy, also known as microneedling done.
Oh.
It's a cosmetic procedure that involves repeatedly puncturing the skin with tiny, sterile needles, and she did it all over her face. To reduce the fine line and wrinkles, Dom.
I have a couple questions about this.
Bright red. Bright
I wish
red.
We could get her on the air with us. But
I wish I could get a picture.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't like that.
Mm-mm. No.
First question is, what's the ultimate goal with this? And you said it's to
smooth out the fine lines and wrinkles. I guess she was trying to explain it to me yesterday. It's just a step below getting Botox all over your face. Without,
oh,
you know, it's,
God.
This
Gretchen
is more naturally.
Gretchen doesn't take these half steps. She jumped
she
immediately.
All in, huh?
She went all in on Botox.
Yeah.
Man. She loves that.
Yeah. A lot of women do. Nick Nack has her hesitations about it. So she's like, I'm going to try this instead, where they just jab my entire face with needles instead of just a few spots.
Yeah. So she'll come home. She goes, I think, every 8 to 10 months or something to mm-hmm. have it done. And she'll come back with little, the little tiny, tiny little bruise marks
yeah.
where it happened. So her face isn't all red and stuff like that. It's just these tiny little marks. But here's what I want to say. She gets mad at me. Not mad. That might be overstating it. She's perplexed that I can't tell a difference. Because she gets the Botox done and she says, don't I look better? And I'm like, I don't think you look any. I mean, you look.
You shouldn't
you look
say
good
that.
Before you went.
You shouldn't
I thought
say
you looked
that.
Good.
You need to, even if you fake it, whoa, what a difference. You look 10
I know,
years younger.
I don't mean it to come out as rude, but I mean, I follow up by saying, I didn't think you need. You look great.
That's good, though, too. That's good. You don't
so
need
my second
that.
Question, though, is does mm-hmm. that hurt? Not the Botox, but what Nicole did.
What Nicole did, yes. She said her face was on fire last night. Like it looked like it looked like a really, really bad sunburn. And it's like this circular, it's like this perfect circular, you know, around her brow area and then down to her chin. And then she's got like raccoon eyes because you can't really get too close to the eyes. So she's
so
white there.
Does she schedule this when she knows she's not going into the office for a couple days?
First time she's done it, actually. So
oh, okay.
This is a first, and then there's
did
all
she,
sorts of elixirs
she,
that she's got to put on.
Yeah, but did she schedule it when she knew she wasn't going to go into the office?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows that she's not going to see.
How long does this result last
on
her face?
I don't
face?
Know anything. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just hoping she looks like a 20-year-old again, so we'll see.
You better watch your mouth.
Not that she needed it.